feel him shine on you. Can you feel him shine?
FM 90.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band, I Saw the Light from 2005. 2005 was the year Hurricane Katrina pounded the Gulf Coast and New Orleans. And wow, it's amazing that just seeing how long it's taken them to build back, it's a good reminder to pray for those impacted by Hurricane Ian here in Florida, still being hit there. Twyla Paris's Days of Elijah. And I know when Annie looked at the playlist this morning, she's like, Days of Elijah.
Like, we have to play this one.
I remember that one too. Yeah. So welcome to Throwback Thursday, playing songs from the new millennium, 2000 to 2005 at 7:06.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday to you. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications for you tomorrow at 5. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your request on Facebook each Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour at 5 right here on WJTL.
Our very special guest today from Lancaster Mennonite School, our friend John Heinley is here. John, the Director of Advancement. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Freddie.
Great to see you. Haven't seen you in years.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Has it really been since we were at the other location?
Yes.
Prior to being at the Judges Center?
I'm glad I read over the letter. I would have shown up late because of going there first.
That's crazy. You have not changed at all. You look exactly the same. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, would love to give a shout out to all of my family and friends and coworkers who are listening this morning.
Very cool. So tell us about Lancaster Mennonite School.
Yeah. So I love working at Lancaster Mennonite. I'm an alum myself, worked there previously in another role that had me on WJTL on occasion.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And have been back now in advancement for a couple years and really excited about the things that are going on at the school. For those that haven't been following us recently, Lancaster Mennonite, this year is on a single campus, a unified campus. We're now pre-K through 12th grade on the Lincoln Highway East campus. People would remember as Lancaster Mennonite High School.
Yeah.
And we have a new superintendent, Dr. Michael Badriaki, who's
very
doing
cool.
A wonderful job last year's Lancaster campus principal.
So you had many of the smaller elementary schools that have been throughout, you know, our community,
yeah,
move into one campus. What's that been like?
It's been great. The energy on campus is wonderful. I love seeing the elementary school kids on campus, and from my office, I can actually see the playground.
Aww,
and the other day we had the door open because the weather was great. Could hear them laughing outside, having fun. It's just been really positive to see everybody come together. Good for faculty to collaborate and be on one campus.
Yeah.
And also just, yeah, the energy and the different ages, high school students volunteering in elementary classrooms, all of that has been a real gift for all
of us. You know, I don't know if you remember this or not, John, but with today being Throwback Thursday, years ago, we played the Supertones in a softball game right there on your baseball field, right, probably
blast
right outside your window,
yeah,
right there. And we had so much fun. I couldn't even tell you who won anymore, but we had some listeners who won their way onto our team and the Supertones team, and we played them in softball, and it was so hot that day. But just, you know, we have such a long partnership with LMH.
Yeah.
We've been doing stuff with you guys, Purple Door, doing concerts there, other events. So it's so great to hear about your campus growing and hear about it being K through 12 now there.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have some cool events coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited. The next 2 days, Friday and Saturday, is our Fall Festival and Homecoming. And I know if anybody's watching the forecast, they're probably concerned about the rain. If you've looked at what activities, and I'll share more in the next break, what we're doing, everything is still on. Location's changing a little bit, but yeah, a lot of great things coming up this weekend for anyone in the community, our current families and alumni, but anyone else who wants to come out and have a wonderful time.
Very cool. If people want more information about the school or about the events coming up, where can they visit you online?
Yeah, LancasterMennonite.org is our website. And if you go there, right there on the homepage, you'll find information about homecoming. But of course, anything else for prospective students or anyone else who wants to know more about the school.
LancasterMennonite.org is the place. We're going to talk more with John coming up. We'll find out about their events this weekend. So stick around. We've got more of Throwback Thursday on the way. We're going to hear from Audio Adrenaline next.